It's now time for the Satellite Guys podcast. Featuring all the latest news, talk, and rumors from the world of satellite. Plus all the latest headlines from the world of home theater technologies. And now, here is your host, Goalie Bob Nemitz.
Hey, Satellite Guys, welcome to another exciting edition of the SatelliteGuys.us podcast. You know, Scott, I am so stoked. I just had my first analog C-band find.
Doesn't it look good? It's almost like HD. It's so clear.
Yeah, and speaking of clear things, the earnings conference call coming from both companies were quite clear. Which one's the leader in... Which one's not?
Yeah, I was very impressed with DirecTV's numbers that came out last week. Very nice showing there. And, you know, it shows that DirecTV's marketing is working. They're getting the message out, and they are the number one leader in television.
Oh, I love DirecTV's commercials where they're at the cable company's headquarters, and they're like, hey, let's stick it to the guy. You know, that's how we can stick it to him. But on the other hand, Dish Network... While they are technically the HD leader, which we'll talk about a little bit later, they seem to kind of fumble with their numbers, and they were losing more subscribers.
Yeah, actually, the losses were not as bad as I thought they would be, which is a good thing. And also, their income has increased greatly, which is also a nice thing. So it looks like the slide that Dish Network was on is coming to an end, hopefully. And with the meetings we had with Dish Network during the week at Team Summit, I do believe that we are going, you know, within the next two quarters, you're going to see the subscriber loss go away and see some net adds coming from Dish Network.
Yeah, I think Charlie said it best during the conference call today. He was kind of surprised at the positive numbers that were coming not only from DirecTV, but from other providers. And he kind of thought himself that maybe there's dual technology homes out there where people are subscribing to not only UVerse, but or Dish Network or DirecTV at the same time.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of us that do it. I subscribe to a bunch of services myself, so I know I'm not the only one who's crazy enough to do it out here, but people want their television and they want the services, and they'll pay whoever gives them to them. People don't have money. I mean, people don't have a problem paying money if they can get the services they want, and that's one thing both companies need to understand.
Right, exactly, Scott, as in adding movie channels and other stuff. And hopefully as the year progresses, not only on DirecTV's side, but on Dish Network's side, that they will fill that void as DirecTV gets ready to launch DirecTV 12.
Yep, and actually both companies got satellites going up by the end of the year, and it will be really interesting to see what happens then. I know DirecTV said at the Revolution concert conference a couple weeks ago that they were only planning on adding about 50 national HD channels, which was good. So let's see what they do there. And Dish Network added some channels this week. We can jump into that. Kind of interesting story there how we first posted about it on it was Tuesday, and I just flew into Denver for Team Summit. And I got off the plane, and I was headed to the baggage area, got my baggage, and then my phone started going crazy in my pocket. And I had about 20 email addresses from contacts, both inside Dish Network and people outside Dish Network, letting me know that the HD channels were turned on, were actually uplinked, I'm sorry, and those channels were Speed, Fashion TV, FXHD, and MAV TV. Now, what was weird about these things is nobody told me that Logo HD was also uplinked, and that one kind of took me by surprise when it came on Friday morning. But it's good to have, and the HD quality is looking really good. And hubba, 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 have you watched that Fashion TV HD yet, Bob?
Yeah, I've seen Fashion, and wow, yeah, it's definitely an experience. I was actually kind of taken by Logo HD, too. I didn't even realize that they had an HD channel out there. I knew about the channel, but I didn't know
I think Dish Network's the first one to have it in HD, but I'm not even sure if there's any HD on it yet. Fashion TV HD is really an interesting one because it's at full resolution. But another interesting thing about it, besides it being full resolution, is the frame rate is different on it than a normal... a normal USA-based broadcast would be. So you do see a little bit of jumpiness in there because of the frame conversion. I think it's going from 24 frames to 30 frames or something like that. Don't quote me on that. I don't have the spec in front of me. But the picture looks damn good, and it looks that good because it is full resolution.
Hopefully Dish will take the time and courtesy to be able to do that to the wrestler channels. That's definitely something that a lot of Dish Network subscribers see between DirecTV and Dish Network, is the fact that DirecTV's quality is a little bit better because they have that full resolution and bandwidth to compete there.
Yeah, I don't know if that's true or not anymore. When DirecTV first lit up all these new HD channels last year, the year before, I would say that they were running them through, but I've been doing some comparison tests lately, and sometimes the Dish Network channels actually look better than the DirecTV channels, while other times the DirecTV channels look better than the Dish channels. And I'm wondering if it has to do something with the encoders they're using and whatever statistical multiplexing they're using to encode the channels, they're just being encoded differently, because sometimes DirecTV looks pristine, and other times Dish Network's looking better. It's just one of those strange things there.
Yeah, you make a great point, Scott, and we'll let the tech heads in the forum go ahead and fight that one out. And speaking of tech heads, I understand that you met quite a few at Team Summit.
Yes, we did. We had a great time this year. Saturday, we had a bunch of Satellite Guys members. We had 15 members come down and join us for the third annual Satellite Guys meet and greet at Team Summit. And again, Team Summit this year was held in Denver, Colorado. And joining us from Dish Network this year, we had a big crowd. In the years past, it's just been Eric Saul, who was the Senior Vice President of Programming for Dish Network, and Charlie Ergen. This year, we had Charlie Ergen, and towing behind him, we had a whole bunch of people. We had Ira Barr, who is the Chief Marketing Officer for Dish Network. He's the new marketing guy. Had some great discussions with Ira during the week. I see some potential there of some commercials coming from Dish Network that don't suck like Dish Network commercials normally do. That's a big thing for me. Another surprise that came in the room was Mark Jackson, who is the president of EchoStar Technologies. It was great seeing Mark there, and Mark had some great insight on some things. We had Dave Schull, who's the Senior Vice President of Programming. He took over for Eric Saul after Eric left at the end of December. And he was very interesting to talk to as well. I got to talk with all these guys both privately and in the sessions, and some great stuff. And they've got some great ideas, and I think they're really going to turn the company around. But that's not the only people who were there. We also had Bernie Hahn, who was the Chief Operating Officer for Dish Network. And finally, rounding out the crowd from the Dish Network executive team, we had Tom Cullen, who is the Executive Vice President of Corporate Development for Dish Network. And these guys really, really, really were impressed with the people we had there. They all had notepads, and they were writing a million miles a minute as our members were telling them their thoughts and ideas on stuff. And we made a few big breakthroughs, I think. While we can't talk about what we discussed in this private meeting, because it was a private meeting, I will say that Dish Network is hearing you loud and clear regarding Turbo HD and why the new HD channels are not in the Turbo HD packages. They're working on something, and hopefully they'll be announcing it soon. And the people with the Turbo HD packages will once again be very happy. If you don't want to wait, then you need to upgrade yourself to one of the classic packages. But if you can sit back and wait a little bit, and I don't know how much a little bit is, I'm sorry. But if you can wait a little bit, it's going to be worth your while. And the all HD Turbo HD packages are going to be, you know, stellar. Because I don't know about you, Bob, but most of the channels I watch are all high definition. I can't even think of any standard definition channels now that I watch that are not HD yet.
Yeah, exactly. The only ones I can think is HBO, because DirecTV doesn't have HBO, all of them yet, hint, hint. But other than that, everything else that I watch is in all in high definition, and if it's not in high definition, I find myself not wanting to watch it anymore.
Yeah, but all the channels now, all the good, popular channels are in HD. Now, you're gonna get people saying, well, Dish doesn't carry outdoor channel HD, which is true. They don't carry E! Entertainment Television or G4, that is true, but they're not missing too many of those channels now. In fact, if you go on Satellite Guys, we've got a list of you know, available HD channels, and there's really not any real earth-shattering channels that Dish Network is missing, and I applaud the Dish Network guys for finally getting on the ball and adding all this new HD content.
Yeah, hopefully we could start seeing a rollout of sports channels in high definition over on DirecTV, I think, or Dish Network. And I think that's really the only thing that Dish is really missing out on right now.
Yep, and so the meeting went great with Charlie and the rest of the crew there from Dish Network. After that, we were taken to the Tech Expo show floor, where I was able to give all the Satellite Guys members a complete demonstration of the upcoming 922 sling-loaded VIP receiver, you know, the dual tuner DVR, whatever the hell they call it. It's got such a long name that they should really just consider calling it the 922. But I got to show it off. All the guys got to handle the remote and try the remote out. It was very, very interesting for everybody. It was my first real time using the 922 at any length with the new software. The new software has been improved greatly since CES, a lot more stable, but it's still missing a lot too. It's I would say it feels like it's half done. The 922 is disappointing in some ways. It does have an internet web browser, but it doesn't do things like Flash yet, and it may never do Flash. I don't know if there's a licensing issue there, but hopefully they'll get it to run Flash on the unit. And it was nice browsing websites with it. You can actually take an off-the-shelf USB keyboard, and if that keyboard comes with a dongle to connect the two together, then you just plug it right into the 922. And the 922 should theoretically work with any off-the-shelf USB keyboard like that. They've only tested out one model, which they ensure works 100%, but they're pretty sure that most any keyboard will work when you plug it in it. Some other interesting things about the 922 is unlimited storage, and you're hearing this first right here on the Satellite Guys podcast. The 922 is going to be the first receiver that you can hook up a USB hub to and plug as many external hard drives as you want into your unit, and it's going to just keep looking like you extended your hard drive space, and it's unlimited storage. It's going to be amazing to see that.
Wow, that's amazing, Scott. So you mean I can take that USB cord, put it in a closet, and put like 50 hard drives in there, and there you go. I got how many hours upon hours of Dish Network content right there at my fingertips.
Yep, but it's going to be something really amazing. I will say this, after playing around with it for a while, playing with the touchpad takes some getting used to. In fact, some of the training courses I went to on it over the week, it was frustrating for a lot of the people, and I'm not meaning to offend anybody, but I'm going to say the older population who were there trying to learn the 922, they couldn't get their fingers and stuff to work the trackpad right. They never really used a touchpad before. So when the 922 comes out, we're going to see a lot of complaints from people saying that it's hard to use. But what I found personally, because I found it hard to use when they first handed me the remote too, but after you start screwing around with it for a while, it takes about 15 minutes to an hour before you start getting used to moving things around, and it becomes quite easy. It's kind of like an iPhone. The first time I touched an iPhone, I said, how the hell do I use this thing? And I couldn't figure out how to, shrink pictures and expand pictures and websites and things like that. But now it's old hat, and the 922 is going to be the same way, where it's going to take a little bit of learning to get used to it. Once you get used to it, you're going to like it.
Yeah, going back to the keyboard for a little bit, I'm assuming that a Bluetooth keyboard will also work, or is that not right?
I haven't seen a Bluetooth keyboard yet plugged into it. I've just seen the IR. It was kind of like an IR, had a little dongle to it and plugged in the front USB port, and then they plugged, and then they had the wireless keyboard with it. So I don't believe it was Bluetooth. I believe that was IR, but the way things are looking, I think you can probably plug anything in, and chances are it will have driver support somehow for the units, and probably Bluetooth would be acceptable. Although, now I'm thinking about it, Bob, maybe not, because how do you pair the two together? Because you need to enter the access key.
Right, yeah. We're going to have to get with Dish and see if we can get an answer on that. And speaking of getting answers on stuff from Dish Network, we found out that Dish Network launched Dish Remote Access at Team Summit.
Yeah, and I've been playing with the Dish Remote Access when it was the Sling Guide beta. And I haven't really used it in the last couple weeks. And I actually logged into it today, and all I can say is, wow. And what I mean by this is, when I first started using the Sling Guide beta, it only showed me my DVRs, which I went through and set up completely. But today I could see all my DVRs online, number one. Number two, when I'm going through the list of programming and stuff on my DVR, the feature of watch this video if you have a Slingbox hooked up to it was working flawlessly, including making a actual Dish Network remote appear on the screen so I could rewind and fast forward without downloading any special Sling software whatsoever. It was just amazing to me how well it worked. I set some timers. I had a conflict. I was able to resolve the conflict. The DirecTV people are very happy about being able to set timers, but this just blows it away because you can see how many timers you got set. You can suspend a timer for a night so you can record a special event. And then again, if you see something you want to watch, you click on it, and it starts playing on your screen if you have a Slingbox hooked up to your DVR. It's just really amazing.
Wow, that does sound like an amazing product, Scott. And speaking of amazing products, I believe I hear the music because this podcast is definitely an amazing product.
Well, yeah, we're sorry for not being on last week, but we had a bunch of stuff to do for Team Summit. But hopefully you enjoy our podcast. Remember to vote for us on Podcast Alley. And me and Bob will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Satellite Guys Podcast. If you have any questions or comments about our podcast, you can post them online at satelliteguys.us. Or you can email us at podcast@satelliteguys.us. Also remember, you too can be a part of our next podcast by leaving us a message at 815-907-5558. That number again, 815-907-5558. Go ahead and leave us a message. You just might hear it on our next show. Today's podcast was made possible by DishStore.net. On behalf of the entire crew at Satellite Guys Podcast, we'll see you again real soon.